Hello. Sorry.
Hey.
Hello.
So I think right before we started recording, we were talking about Taskmaster.
Yes. Do you want to hear my comments?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So first off, I fucking love that Stevie went into the
Yes. I don't have any complaints about anyone so far on the
Yeah.
series. I love that so I think we talked about it last time. You guys haven't watched the show Ghosts,
No.
which is like The Office, how it started in the UK and then came over here. The UK one, there are so many characters on there who have also been on Taskmaster. In this series, the man that sits next to Jason, Matthew, he's on it. But like it's also had like Christy, what's her name? Charlotte Ritchie. I don't know. Not gonna list everybody, but it's crazy. Yeah. I like when Jason said something about like this season and Alex was like, series.
Series.
Yeah. And
And
Greg was like,
Greg
you're
goes, yeah, he goes, know what country you're in.
Yeah, you're over here now.
I also really enjoyed their prize task category, the nostalgia classroom objects. Pull that
Yeah.
map, definitely number one.
I don't know.
I like the
You could make
TV
an
thing.
argument with me for the TV cart because you know when that came in the room, you were gonna have a good day.
Yeah.
Sort of, you could not pay attention.
Also, I really like it made me think. It was like, I would definitely try to find those old school projectors that like you
Yes,
got to
I
write
was literally
on.
just thinking
Yeah.
that I
It
loved those projectors.
just
I
looks so
also,
cool.
I was trying to think of something I was thinking about recently was like in music class, those weird wooden sticks where everybody would get like weird, really cheap instruments and just,
And you
anyway.
would you rub them on each other?
No, you go click, click,
Oh,
click,
never
click.
mind.
That's why I'm so good at knowing the beat.
Rub Lacey, rubbing them on each other is for fire. We don't
Yeah,
make
we weren't
fires.
starting
No,
fires in music
I'm
class,
picturing,
Lacey.
I'm not picturing the same thing she is then. I'm picturing the sticks that had like ridges on them, and then you would rub
Oh,
the flat
yeah,
like
I know what you're
that.
talking about.
Yeah.
The kids have
Lincoln
that
Logs?
in there.
Immediately
No.
start looking
It's it
around
is
like
a it is
weird.
a musical instrument, but they have ridges. So you go krr, krr, krr.
Oh.
That was a
Next
weird
time
sound.
you come over, I'll show you the instrument because the kids have
Okay.
one.
The other thing that came to mind, and I don't know if you guys had this experience in school, when like the first like smart board or whatever like came out and they had to fucking like use the pen and hit the square
And hit
things
the
each time
DS, the
to
dots in the middle.
calibrate it. Like I remember sitting in class being like, can we just use the whiteboard? Like this seems
Yeah.
exhausting
No.
as the teacher,
Yeah.
and I'm a student in this scenario.
Yeah. It
As the
always took
teacher,
a
I have my smart board shoved off to the side so that I can use my whiteboard. I've never once used a smart board in my classroom.
It just
What a
feels like
nerd.
it's not worth the hassle.
Yeah, I don't think most of us are using it at our school in this point, and I feel like it was a big money waste.
Yeah.
She's got a cat behind her. Oh,
Yeah.
yes.
Hi, Sebastian.
He's
She's
decided,
also good
yeah.
to baby.
He heard the baby and he was like, oh, this isn't for me right now.
That kind of reminded me of so I think I just told Lacey this, but when I was talking to I met the intended parents on Zoom, and when I
How'd
was
that
talking
go?
to them, what?
How'd that go?
Really good. But when I was talking to them, I mentioned that one of my hobbies is I've started baking, and that was because of the Great British Baking Show. And the one said that he saw Prue as she was going. Oh, you don't. Oh.
It's true.
She's like the she's one of the judges, but she was just walking into her hairdresser. And I
Got
was like, okay, so first of all,
Give me the information again. I will act surprised for you.
Okay, I can't really hear you, so I'm just going to keep talking.
I moved my mic real quick.
So he knows where she gets her hair done, which means that I can go and just, like, hover around outside. And then Lacey was like, oh, well, then maybe you could, like, track down other celebrities, because in the UK, apparently, they're just all just walking around, because here, they're all...
Yeah, I think it's a different culture over there.
But then I told Lacey how I could figure out how to get from Prue to anyone else from Taskmaster, and the ticket is Neil Fielding.
Why don't we just go see a recording of Taskmaster?
Because I would not be able to sit in my seat. I would be freaking out.
Be dope.
I mean, I'm not serious. If this is a go and you need to go over there or whatever, Pat and I are coming with you.
Here's the other thing. I'm disappointed because apparently people send Alex and Greg wedding invitations, and sometimes they like get presents and show up and meet them. And I'm, why didn't I do that?
Well, I mean, next time we're in London for this specific thing, we'll go to Taskmaster. We have to plan it around when they're recording.
Okay. Yeah, very
speaking
excited.
Speaking of pop culture, did either of you know that the Met Gala was a few days ago?
Not at all.
Okay. I've seen some clips.
I only say that because I was at work and we were bored, and like all the photos of the celebrities were coming in, and of course, me having no background.
Who do
in
I
fashion,
have to Google?
Diana Ross.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Who, by the way. Sorry, Diana. Didn't know she was alive. Also,
me neither.
Look at her outfit. Look at how well she looks. And tell me how old she is, Drew.
Oh, she's got to be in her 70s.
She looks fabulous.
At least.
Now
am I
Google
right?
How old she is. No.
Okay. Oh, is she like 90? 81! Wow.
She's 81.
Yeah,
and she's
great.
Fucking crushing it. And I'm not even 30 and exhausted.
Well, if you could sing, you probably wouldn't have to work so hard.
So true.
I'm not dissing her. I'm sure it's very hard work.
Yeah. Shit. But so me and my coworkers are looking at that. We're like, no the fuck way. Like, and my one doctor I was working with was like, plastic surgery is just amazing. And I was like,
I don't think Diana
yeah.
Ross. Did Diana Ross get plastic surgery?
Well, so the other thing is, that same doctor I was working with was like, those boobs are not 81 years old. Those are like babies. They're 2 years old at best.
Maybe she has a really good bra. Yeah, some of their plastic surgery is not aging well.
Oh, no.
But I wish that they looked
great, too.
Little more.
So here is where my train of thought went. You said plastic surgery, not aging well. My first thought was Courtney Cox. Sorry. And then that led me to Jennifer Aniston. And then that reminded me of a news story. Jennifer Aniston, a stalker, drove into her like gate.
Oh,
and
shit.
He was held at gunpoint by her security team until police showed up and arrested him.
Thank God her security was there.
So he didn't do great.
No, but her gate has like an imprint of his car on it now. Let's see if I can find it. Keep talking.
Okay. I was gonna say, so the next thing, you know how last time we, spoke about like the new trend of like one gorilla versus like 100 men? So after we stopped talking, of course, my TikTok heard me and someone posted saying like, we do this, and it was a guy, and he was like, but the Harambe kid is first in line. And the girl in the background's like, he's like 10. He's like, he's old enough. He can do it. And he also started it all. So no, he deserves to be first.
He's old enough to learn.
I saw, have you guys heard the TikTok sound? That was rude.
Yeah.
That was pretty really fucking rude.
Yes.
I saw a picture. There was like a AI gorilla sitting there with like a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of dead men behind him. And he goes, that was rude. That was pretty fucking rude. I really enjoyed that. That's from the Death Becomes Her musical.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys... I didn't know either, but I've been deep diving into it, and I'm on board. I can't find a picture of her gait, but just know that it's the... There's a... there's an imprint. I have some stuff that I want to talk to you guys about.
Can I add first, one more thing?
Oh, okay. Do you want to finish?
Well, it's a different post.
Okay, go ahead. We're still talking about TikTok.
But it correlates with you guys, I think. Because I'm not 30 yet.
Okay.
It was
Sorry, real quick. Can you control that thing?
No.
Thank you. Go ahead.
It was like, POV, you're in your 30s and it's time to be sorted into one of the four houses. This could be fun. Do you guys want to guess what the houses are?
I feel like it's not Harry Potter.
It's not.
Yeah.
Give us one. Give us one, and then we can...
Well, no. I think it's probably...
What the vibes are.
Lacey. It's probably to do with, like, some kind of millennial thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what's, like, classic millennial? I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be so much classic millennial, so much what are millennials doing now that we're into our 30s.
Do you want one?
Yes.
Okay, great. Wine enthusiast.
Okay. Gardening.
Plants is number two.
Plants. What? Mm-hmm. DIY stuff.
No.
What else do people
wine, like? Plants.
Some like something to do with like mom stuff. Like
no.
Fun mom. No. Okay, no. Well then I just don't know.
Drew is not ready to be sorted.
I am not 30. That's the problem. I am clearly still in my 20s.
In your heart.
No, my heart is older.
Bless her heart.
Okay. What are the other ones?
The third one is run a marathon.
Oh,
okay.
Gross.
And then the last one is start a podcast.
Hey. Oh, fun.
Okay. So then which one would we be in?
So excited to be in the house with you guys.
I think I'm going to go to the running a marathon. I'm not in my 30s yet. Thank you so much. So I'm not sorted. So.
Yeah. I don't think you get to choose your house, Drew. I think the house chooses you.
Which the podcast chose.
I don't think running a marathon.
If I get sorted into the same house as Lacey, I'm leaving.
No, she's not. We're going to have so much fun.
So speaking about TikToks, I think I sent this one to you guys, but I really want to talk about it. I saw a TikTok about this girl who put a potato in her oven and then child locked it and could not get the potato out because she didn't know how she child locked it.
You can child lock your oven?
I did not know that that was a thing. I wanted to bring it up because is that like a thing that ovens have?
I think maybe it depends on how new it is. Because like we got a new washer and dryer back in September and they can child lock. And like I've never lived in a house before that had a washer dryer that child locked. So maybe it's newer ovens.
I feel like I've heard of kids like climbing into dryers because they think it's fun to go around. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of a kid climbing into an oven.
Well.
Hansel and Gretel.
That was not climbing into. That was being shoved. Also, wait, no. Did they both? No. They both lived. The witch went in.
But they were in the oven.
I think we're thinking of two different authors. You're thinking of the Grimms. I'm thinking of Disney.
What Disney story has Hansel and Gretel in it?
See how she deflected with her face?
Also on TikTok, I recently
saw. Oh, I know, she's changing the subject.
I'm trying to get through this because I feel like I can barely hear you guys.
Oh no, I can't scoot forward. I'm in my computer chair.
And I just turned my mic up. Is that better?
Yes, thank you so much.
I'll just be louder.
Thank you. Have you guys heard about the Mountain Dew conspiracy theory?
No, but I love a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. So the theory says that every time Mountain Dew releases a new flavor or drink, whatever, it kind of seems to correlate with a tragic worldwide, possibly, event. And the name of the Mountain Dew kind of gives like a clue to the event. So I have some examples. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mountain Dew Code Red came out in May 2001. Can you think of anything that happened in 2001?
Not May, though.
Was that a school shooting?
No.
Oh.
What did she just say?
School shooting. Four months later, Lacey. 9/11?
September.
Okay.
Are you on the same page? Do you want me to
repeat 9/11? I know what it is once you said it. When you said 2001, in my head, I changed it to 2021. Because 2001 is so long ago, we don't hear about it a lot anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Except in a major world event.
Yeah.
So I think Code Red is kind of like a lot of people died.
Can I segue real quick?
It already feels like a stretch. But I'm
I think it's less of a segue, Bailey, and more of a digression.
Okay.
Because we're not done with this topic. You're just kind of taking us off of the path real quick. We're going to come back.
We're going to circle back onto the topic, though. So regarding 9/11, there is a comedian that was talking to, that was doing crowd work and was like talking to a kid in high school at this point. And this is recently. And she honestly didn't know we call it 9/11 because September 11th. And he's like, what do you think? You think we just came up with like a nickname? She's like, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay.
She didn't really know a whole lot about it either.
No. But like, I think it was the same clip that she was like, I really know a lot about sharks.
Yeah. He's like, cool.
Like, okay. That was my segue.
Okay, so then in 2003, Mountain Dew Livewire was released.
Mm.
That same year was the Northeast Blackout.
Mm. We had a blackout?
Yeah, in 2003. You were pretty small, so I don't know if you were really affected by it. It was really hard for me.
I don't recall it.
Maui Burst was put on hold, but was finally released in April of 2003. In August of 2023, the Maui wildfires broke out. Then, so this one kind of ruins the pattern where Mountain Dew preceded the event, but they released the Star Spangled Splash in June of last year.
Yeah.
In March of last year, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do these correlate? Because Star Spangled Splash, Francis Scott Key. Anybody know how that's related?
Because he wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
Very good, Lacey.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it was named after Francis Scott Key, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
Banana.
And similarly, Mountain Dew Pitch Black was released as a fountain flavor in 2024. And then later, there was the CrowdStrike-related IT outages. Remember when, like, Microsoft went down and everybody didn't have access last year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It affected a lot of hospitals.
It didn't affect me, but yeah.
People hospitals. It didn't affect me either because I was, I believe, out on maternity leave.
When aren't you?
I know, right?
Yeah, really.
And then in June 2024, last year, Infinite Swirl was released. And soon after, record-breaking hurricanes battered the Florida Gulf Coast. There were 18.
Oh, that's too many.
Yeah. Gosh. Infinite Swirl. What else swirls?
Oh, hurricanes.
And infinite means they don't stop. So what do you think?
Toilet.
Feels like a stretch.
See, how dare you?
Feels like a good example of correlation does not equal causation. Feels like one of those. But, you know, thank you for telling us. I'm honestly a little disappointed because you said conspiracy theory, and, like, I love hearing a new conspiracy theory, and that one let me down a little bit.
I will definitely think about this next time I go for a code red.
Mm-hmm. Think about 9/11.
Never forget.
I always think about 9/11.
I texted you guys because I had my last final today.
And as I was leaving, I texted you saying, just all caps, what did I say?
Blatant cheating.
Yeah.
It was, and I said, insane. Tell us more.
So, for some ground background. The class is about evolution. So it's a lot of the people in the class don't think that it's going to really be relevant to us in the healthcare setting. I think the most relevant part was learning about
antibiotic
bacteria. Yes, and how bacteria evolves to be resistant.
Which is why you should finish all of your antibiotic courses and not cut them off soon enough, too soon.
They're working on a thing. It's called the phage. And it's supposed to, like, make bacteria more susceptible to antibiotics. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So, like, kind of reversing that whole process. That's cool.
Yeah, so evolution causes the bacteria to evolve to become resistant to the antibiotic. And in doing so, it gets an antigen on the, like, surface of the bacteria. The phage comes in, targets the bacteria that have that antigen, killing that off. So then evolution favors bacteria that don't have that antigen. And when they don't have that antigen, then they're susceptible to antibiotics. So it's kind of like now we're seeing more resistant strains. So let's increase phage activity. Oh, we're seeing more. Yeah, it's a balancing thing. Anyway, so the professor wasn't there today. She had a proctor doing the exam. And so, Lacey, you're a teacher.
Yes.
When you do exams, what's your policy on, like, kids using the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
Are they allowed to finish your test and you physically hand me your test? Yes, you can go to the bathroom.
Okay. Are they allowed to just get up and leave the classroom whenever they want?
No.
Okay. Because that's not what was happening in my class today.
Oh, interesting.
I think about 6 people got up and left at different times. And then came back in and continued their test.
It's a weird number for a college class where people really aren't trying to get out of class.
The professor gave us the opportunity to take the exam on Wednesday. So that kind of split our class in half. And there were 19 in my class today. And 6 of them got up to go to the bathroom. One of them I know for sure was cheating because she was sitting next to me. And I started to notice that she was, like, digging in her backpack. And out of the corner of my eye, I could see her keep, like, looking up at the professor, who, by the way, was just sitting at the desk on his phone, not paying attention at all. Helpful. And I was like, that's kind of shady behavior. So I kind of kept an eye on her because I was curious. And then I see her, like, grab a piece of paper and quick slip it under her shirt. And I was like, oh, that was sneaky. But that's not normal behavior. Like, you're up to something. And then like 2 minutes later, she gets up and goes out into the hallway. And I'm like, okay, she's clearly reading whatever she has under her shirt, which wouldn't really, which is likely related to the test. And then 5 minutes later, she comes back and starts taking the test again. And I'm just like, you were cheating. You just got up and looked at your notes. You cheater. And so then as I was leaving, I walked by another girl who just had her phone on her lap. And I was like, this is absurd. I cannot believe this.
Wild. I feel like the most wild part of that is the person proctoring the final exam just sitting on their phone and not like monitoring what's going on.
At one point, I made eye contact with him and I really wanted to be like, are they allowed to leave? Like, I'm not cheating. I think it should be a level playing field. Why are they allowed to get up and go? What is happening? I thought it was crazy. I thought I missed a memo where it was like, feel free to do whatever you want.
Are they
in college? Yes.
No, I was gonna say that, like, are these like nursing students or like people that will have to sit for the boards like eventually?
It's people who are majoring in biology. So it doesn't necessarily mean healthcare, but it's
some of them probably.
Yeah.
Well,
I would say a majority of them.
They're going to have a rude awakening when they have to sit for their boards if they do go that route.
I really considered like emailing my professor and be like, just so you know, like, I know that you weren't there, but this is what was going on. And it's insane. Maybe reconsider having this professor proctor for you because he clearly does not give a shit.
Yeah.
But I also don't know anyone's name in the class, so I couldn't be like, and Jessica was cheating. So it would have just been like, hey, just so you know, he wasn't paying attention and people were just doing whatever the fuck they were wanting to do.
Yeah.
But
see,
I was
latent.
I had a thought. You know how like for Christmas we did like the special thing where we couldn't see, hear, or speak, or whatever?
Yep.
So I had a thought, and I thought it might be a fun, like, another fun activity to do. But first, I kind of wanted to, like, test the water, see what you guys thought about it, okay?
Okay.
So relax, open your mind.
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Do you think you guys could tell the difference between cheeses in a blind taste test?
Yes.
I think that I could tell that they taste different. I don't think that I could be like, this one is this version. Oh, maybe. I like cheese.
Yeah.
I wouldn't identify. I was like, I don't know. I like cheese.
I was going to say, I feel like Bailey and I are Italian, so we're supposed to be good with cheese. And then you come from I don't know if it's a long line, but I know your dad was fascinated by cheese.
Was that like one of the first things he said to you when he found out you were Italian?
Every time I would go over to your house, he would ask me about cheese. And I'd be like, listen, I don't know.
Is there any new cheese out there?
I am 20, sir. I don't know what to tell you.
Get the good cheese.
I feel like it, like, my thought was, I feel as though I would go in very confident, but then get humbled real quick. And so,
so is it just a full like fill in the blank, or do I have like kind of a word bank or like a cheese bank of like what I can choose from?
I'm thinking fill in the blank.
Okay.
I was thinking that like we could close our eyes because that's cheating if you look. And then you can identify cheese by looking at it. Don't make that face.
You can narrow it down for sure.
Yeah. And then have like Lou or Pat or Brandon. I don't know.
Or Brandon.
Brandon.
Like we sit at mom and dad's like island. That's why I said Brandon, because like Brandon doesn't come over to our house, but like sits at the island. There's three seats there. We sit in a row. We're blindfolded. And then they put the cheese, like, in our mouth on, like, a little spoon or something. And we have to identify it. Very top math. What is it? Gordon Ramsay. Mm-hmm. Hell's Kitchen-y.
Have you guys ever watched Good Mythical Morning?
I'm not done. Oh. So
it was related. I'll hold it.
Lacey, get out of her way.
I feel like I could identify mozzarella. Yeah? Do you think you could identify mozzarella?
Yeah.
Yes.
Parmesan?
Probably. Yes.
Provolone.
Cheddar?
Yeah.
Cheddar.
Ricotta?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cottage cheese?
No, I'm not eating that.
No. I feel like it would go in my mouth and I would be like, oh, that's cottage cheese because I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gouda?
I could do like process of elimination for Gouda, I think.
That's what I was thinking. I think I would be able to tell you what it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goat cheese?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Brie?
Yes.
Yeah.
American?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Provolone?
No. Yes.
Gorgonzola / blue?
Those are two different things, first of all, and yes.
Okay. Gorgonzola, blue, and feta are my last three.
Yes.
I was trying to think of like some with similar consistency, so mm-hmm. it wouldn't be a dead giveaway when you got like the crumbly bits in your mouth and you'd be like,
you could do Colby Jack, because kind of Colby Jack like is similar to like cheddar almost.
Okay, I'll include that in my list. Do you think white cheddar would be too hard?
I think you can't go crazy with the cheddars because, like, cheddar is very, like, versatile in the sense that you can have, like, mild... Lacey thinks
it's funny that you said not to go crazy
with the cheddars. Don't go crazy with the cheddars.
Mild, like, white, like, very sharp, like, there's a lot... Yeah. Like, it's very different for cheddar.
And then for the Parmesan, I was thinking not, like, grated Parmesan that you just, like, put like that, but, like, Parmesan.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, the shavings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that this could be fun.
Which also, side note, because we're talking about Parmesan cheese, any Caesar salad that has, like, the shaved Parmesan, already, like, 10 out of 10.
Yes.
So then, I wanted to know what other blind taste tests you think you would be good at. Do you think you could be good identifying different beers or alcoholic beverages?
Yes.
I wouldn't be good at different beers, I don't think. It would be one of those where I'd be like, I know these two beers are not the same, but I can't tell you which one is Yingling and which one. Well,
I could identify Blue Moon. I could identify Guinness, but I think if you were to put Coors and Miller next to each other, I'd be like, I don't know.
Like
those... I would be able to identify it.
I think like if you throw in like Natty or something.
Oh. No, I know I the difference.
Maybe if it wasn't a ton, like if it was the same number of beers as the number of cheeses you just listed off, I will not. But if it's like a smaller number, maybe a smaller number I would be able to do.
I'm down for this, and I will totally do this for the beer.
Okay.
I think light beer I'd be very good at. Just because
do you think you'd be able to identify like sodas?
Yes.
I think that one's pretty easy. But like Coke and Pepsi, you can tell the difference?
Yes.
Huh. I don't know.
I don't know if I can. I feel like I need to have them next to each other and be like, oh, now I see the difference.
Yeah. No, I could for sure tell the difference.
I'm also not good at the difference between like the like Diet Coke and like regular Coke.
What? One tastes like aspartame. What do you mean?
I don't drink a lot of Coke.
I think the easiest one would be fruit.
Oh, I don't eat fruit.
Yes.
But you'd be able to tell, like, a strawberry from a blueberry.
Banana or watermelon? I don't know.
Oh, Lace.
Well, yes, but I would also just, like, fruit is such a texture thing for me, so I don't like berries because it has the seeds, so I'm not going to enjoy it.
Okay, well, I that one I don't think that we should actually do because I think it would be ridiculously too easy. Yeah. What about and water?
Also expensive. Water, probably. You throw Dasani in there, get the fuck out of here.
Okay. I thought that was going to be more of like a no way response, but okay.
Water?
I could not tell water apart. I can tell you.
Water is another one that I can tell it apart but can't tell you what's what. But I have preferences.
I mean, again, this I'm willing to give this a shot.
Okay.
When are we all hanging out tomorrow?
I think so.
I'll be
over. Do you want to record it?
Yeah, let's do a little bit of it.
All right. Do you want to do the beer or the cheese?
Cheese.
I think we do cheese, and then maybe we do beer or soda.
Okay. I would like to say I am very excited because I am lactose intolerant. So this will be a fun day for me.
Yeah, it's great for you. And then, I mean, we could also, like, do water because, like, when me and Pat come over, we're coming right from the shore. Uh-huh. We can just stop at a Wawa and get, like, a bunch of random bottles.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then someone will just need to get the cheese.
Yeah. I'll get the cheese.
Okay. How many, like, options do we want?
For cheese?
Well, I think the cheese is going to be more, but, like, yeah. Water and, like, soda.
For water, I feel like 4.
Okay.
Because I think that that's going to be very hard.
We can also...
Are we doing soda or beer?
I was going to do soda.
Okay.
Or, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how beer would work because I can't buy a single can.
True. I think that for beer, it would have to be like... So, we could bring like a 6-pack of Guinness because Lou loves Guinness. And I could bring Blue Moon because I love Blue Moon. And then, Lacey, what's Brandon's beer of choice?
Each of us brings a thing.
What's Brandon's beer of choice?
It depends.
That's a diaper, Lacey.
Right now he's drinking Bush Apple, and I feel like that'd be too easy to guess. It's good.
But what I'm saying is, like, we get like 6 packs of beer that we already like.
Yeah.
So that the leftovers are consumed.
We'll be drunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is Bailey thinking?
Pat doesn't really drink beer.
Okay.
And
we could just do 5. I'll bring Blue Moon and Guinness. Lacey brings whatever she and Brandon drink. And then you just bring 1.
Okay. I mean, I'm not opposed, like, even if, like, I bring, like, Coors and Miller, because I feel like we should have two lights going
on. Very similar. Yeah.
Miller will get drunk by, like, his family, and that's fine.
Okay. And then I'll bring the cheeses. I'm thinking a big variety for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is exciting. Make sure to tune in.
Crackers.
Okay. Are we having a charcuterie board?
Well, I mean, afterwards, we're going to have a lot of cheese.
That's true. And I don't have spoons, but we could use the crackers.
Perfect.
So, listeners, tune in for our blind taste test that we're going to be doing. Lou has blindfolds. I'll bring them.
Okay.
I have my eye mask that we wore.
Perfect.
I'll bring that.
Perfect.
This is exciting.
Oh, I'm so excited for all the cheese. Anything else? Or are we ready to dive into our real case?
Well, I'm ready to dive in. I don't know if this was supposed to be in the Shoot the Shit episode or in the regular episode, but I did finally listen to the podcast I was supposed to listen to.
Yes!
Fucking a month later.
I know, but I am caught up.
This episode of Shoot the Shit, we're releasing it to the public. To encourage people to join our Patreon. For those who didn't know, Lacey missed, or you would know if you listened, Lacey missed an episode about a month ago. Mm. She was busy doing something. Okay. And she kept promising that she would listen to the episode, and I prepared a quiz for her. And she finally did it. Would you like to talk about it at all, or
I don't know if you still wanted to quiz me or if you'd kind of given up on it since I took
Just feel like maybe you're, now that I know that you listened, that would be sufficient. I don't actually know if I still have the quiz saved. There it is.
I will tell you that at one point when I was listening, I was like, I wish we had a family tree, and then you Bailey was like, is there a family tree? And you were like, here it is. And I thought, oh, son of a bitch, I should be watching it. I was listening instead of watching.
That was such a great time, too.
Brandon has the Patreon. Why weren't you watching?
Because I was listening. She was actually napping. And so I was listening while doing other stuff. And
how did we sound?
It was lovely.
Oh, good. So how many people were murdered?
It's crazy that she didn't go. It was great, but like it seemed like it was missing something.
Yeah, she's...
I think we all knew it was missing something.
Oh.
I mean, my neck looks real long, like a turtle.
Also, side note, when Drew broke out that family tree, it made me feel really, like you care about my learning style.
Oh. Well, so when I make my little PowerPoint presentations to go along with my episodes, I correlate it to go with obviously we both do it. We do it chronologically to go along with the episode, but I like to see people's faces so that I can put a name to the face. Right. I like visual aids. So I know that when I have 8 victims with 4 murderers, it can be very confusing, especially when they're all like interchanged. So I just try to make it easier for you. Okay, so how many people were murdered?
8.
Police first believe the murders may have been related to what?
The drug cartel, the Mexican drug cartel.
What was the motive? The real motive?
It was a custody thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many people were arrested in relation?
Oh, shoot. Was it 3?
No.
Was it 2?
No.
Ah, fuck. There was a bunch of people in this weird family where they were all, like, criminals and the dad sucked.
There were 6.
Okay. Oh.
So, 4 there. Main people were charged with, like, murder. It was the mom, the dad, and the 2 sons. And then both moms of the mom and the dad,
yeah,
the mother-in-law and the mom, were charged for, like, tampering, little stuff.
Yeah. I was only remembering dad and the sons.
Yeah. What became of the murder weapons?
My favorite part of the story.
Yeah, it's crazy because we've done this quiz like twice already.
I feel like we've done it like 3 times.
And I didn't pay attention to.
And she's also listened to the episode, so.
And I did listen to the episode.
Bailey?
Hold on.
They were guns and they melted them down into anchors for like the cousin or something, or they hid them in anchors.
They put them in like a bucket, filled the bucket with cement. And used that, and then pulled it out of the bucket, and that was like an anchor.
I'm always so close, but you always correct me.
Well, it's you get the main idea. It was an anchor, but you seem to have it fixated that it was for the cousin. It's for an uncle for Father's Day. I keep telling you, it's an uncle.
Does the uncle not have children?
I don't know.
So it's for the cousins too.
Okay. But then they took it out to the lake and then cut the anchor.
Yeah, free. You don't need an anchor when you're out there.
So then it was like at the bottom of the lake.
It's so that you can go back and dock to that same point. You just gotta swim down and grab the rope that you cut off the
anchor. Drew mispronounced a state. Which one? And what did I say?
Kentucky. And you said Kentucky.
Yep. and then I misspoke when saying an acronym. What did I say? What was it?
Oh.
Did you catch it?
I don't think
Bailey
I did.
Didn't catch it. No. I didn't catch it until I was listening after.
Oh, I did not.
I said DYI.
Oh.
Instead of DIY.
Or DIY. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I remember that. I think I chose to ignore it too.
Thank you.
Kind of.
Yeah. I think because you were like on a roll, like, and I didn't want to throw off your groove.
I will say I was infuriated. Well, a couple times, but at the part where, and I don't remember the names. Even while I was listening, I was like, I know what's going on, but I don't know who's who.
Yeah. It also doesn't help that like 2 of the victims are named Hannah.
Yeah. They killed the woman who had like a newborn baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, put the baby on her chest so that it could still nurse. And they acted like they did something really good. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I was nice enough to put the baby on her dead mother's
chest. Yeah, after you blew her mom off the bed.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah. I had a feeling that's why I really wanted you to listen, because I had a feeling that you being in your current situation would find that most upsetting.
They acted like they did such a favor. She's trying to like avoid saying on air that I have a baby, so she's
I don't know if you want to announce it to the public.
Also, the current situation. Is she on 16 and pregnant? Like, what? She planned this.
Your current situation.
Yeah, your current situation.
We don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah. I personally am disgusted by your baby.
Sure you wanted a kid? Do you know?
You're kind of ruining the vibe.
I know. The fact that they did it was annoying, and then the fact that they acted like it was kind of them.
Yeah, shot her so much that she fell off the bed, but he was nice enough to pick her up and put her back in bed next to the baby so the baby could continue nursing.
Yeah, what a good guy.
Ugh.
It's all about the actions you do.
I also didn't like that, like, I don't know. The fact that there were so many kids around really annoyed me. I'm glad nobody was hurt, but like, they have like a 3-year-old sleeping on the couch, and they still went in and killed these two people.
Yeah.
And over the fact that it was like for custody, like, but I mean, like, and we went into their family and how
one of you said, because you kept talking about how they kept being afraid or insinuating that like somebody was abusing the daughter that you want custody of, and at one point I think it was Drew was like, I feel like something happened to him because he keeps pushing this. And I was thinking that the whole time, every time he brought up, it felt like they were projecting.
Yeah.
That either something had happened to them or like they had like weird thoughts about kids or whatever for them to constantly see this problem that wasn't there.
Well, if you remember the dad in that scenario, who was fighting for custody of his daughter, had gotten he was 20 and he got his 15-year-old girlfriend pregnant.
Yeah.
So like there was already some kind of weird child thing going on there.
Well, the fact that he was worried about somebody's bad intentions because he knows what it's like to have bad intentions.
Yeah. And then, but like at the same time though, then his mom started to like accuse his girlfriend or wife or whatever that she was touching the kid. And I was like, so then why is the mom what's up with the mom now?
I feel like the whole family's fucked up and some shit is happening.
So that's why I was thinking that like maybe, because at first I've thought that maybe he was just concerned because he, from a male point of view, who's attracted to younger girls, he kind of knew he was like in that mindset. But then the mom got involved in that, and I was like, maybe there was something going on in the house when her boys were young that she was aware of and she ignored. But now she's like hyper-vigilant of that kind of scenario.
Yeah, it super, super felt like they were projecting there.
Yeah. Projecting so much that they murdered an entire family.
No.
Bad at.
Anything else? All right. I guess
Do you feel like I contributed more to this shoot the shit episode?
10 out of 10, guys. Really good. I felt like there was no dull patches and we're almost at an hour. Really good, guys.
Because I really strived and I made a note in my phone for like topics to bring up. I just want to let you know that I received your feedback really well and I made changes.
I want you to know that I appreciate that and I took notice of your initiative and A+.
Thank you.
Lacey, you brought a little to the table, not quite a whole chicken, but you brought like napkins.
I got a nugget.
Oh, nugget. Yeah. You brought one chicken nugget to things.
You brought a bottle of ketchup.
Yeah.
Ooh. Not even a bottle, packets.
To Thanksgiving dinner. Nobody eats ketchup Thanksgiving, Lacey, so.
Not my in-laws.
All right, well, I'm going to stop recording and we can start the new episode.